to go inside the Hollywood hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
It is brought to you by Frontier Communications. Don't go it alone. Hello, Sharky.
Gina J, welcome back from the beach house back to reality. Rainy, wet, and cold Connecticut.
I know. It was nice yesterday. If it had been today, I don't know how that would have happened.
But as you said, Dave almost played an hour.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Cool.
I know he was up there. He's like, I was supposed to stop like two songs ago, but I'm going to keep going. So.
Wow, there you go. I'm sure nobody would complain about that.
No, nobody at all. Nope, it was a great day. So last night, the Grand Hotel premiered. That is Eva Longoria. She produces, executive produces the show. I have found my new obsession.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. Oh, it was so good.
Yeah,
so
it debuted at 10 o'clock on ABC last night. Highest rated debut for a summer drama in almost 2 years. They had 3.7 million viewers, and
wow.
You were one of them.
Oh, yes, I was. And it's in Miami, and it was taped at the Fountain Blue Hotel, which I've been to.
That's a great place to get into trouble. And you have Gina there.
I have gotten to a lot of trouble at the Fountain Blue.
Yes, you have.
Oh, hey, good news for David Ortiz.
Yeah, his wife Tiffany announced today that he's in good condition. So he's been upgraded, which is fantastic. Apparently, the police down in the Dominican Republic have identified the person they believe who paid the guy to almost kill David Ortiz.
Oh, really?
At that bar in Santo Domingo. Here's the deal, though, with the police in the Dominican. They're not the most honest people going. Very shady, so who knows if we're going to get the truth out of any of this. But they claim they identify the guy who paid this guy to shoot Ortiz.
So The Bachelor, Lauren Bushnell, who was on The Bachelor, she was engaged to Ben Higgins before. This was like big news for Bachelor Nation today. She just got engaged to country singer Chris Lane.
Wow.
And then another Bachelor couple, they were on Bachelor in Paradise, got married this weekend. Crystal Nielsen and Chris Randone, they got married in Mexico. And wait, one more Bachelorette story. The current season right now, I didn't like this guy. I had a funny feeling about him. Jed Wyatt, you know, the country singer from Nashville? Yeah, his ex-girlfriend just did a big interview with People Magazine claiming that Jed was in a relationship with her for 4 months prior to going, and they were still together, and he promised when he comes back that things would change for them. And they did, because it looks like he ghosted her when he got back from the show. Let's see, Mama June's boyfriend crashed into Mama June's house, and he couldn't even walk. I saw the video.
Yeah,
it's awful.
Good old Gino back at it again. Neighbor said he was speeding down the street. He whips the SUV into the driveway, hits the garage door. She comes out in like a purple lingerie, which is disturbing, and she helps him get out of the car. He walks out shirtless and barely able to walk.
Yeah, it was bad. If you,
you know,
the video, it's
thank
awful.
Thank God he didn't hit a kid or something.
I know.
My God, what a jackass.
And
somebody arrest this guy.
Her kid, Honey Boo Boo, is not going back to the house now, and like June doesn't even care.
That is so sad.
It's so sad. It's like she's choosing this guy over her own kid.
This loser over her own kid.
Well, let's end this on a good note. Mark Wahlberg, yes, that Mark Wahlberg, is going to be right here in Connecticut at the Westfield Trumbull Mall at Wahlburgers, his restaurant. I love Mark Wahlberg. I'm going to go. 5:30 to 7, he's going to be there this Thursday. Road trip. For more celebrity gossip, check out our website at 96.5TIC.com.